Unit 3, Lesson C, Exercises 5 and 6.
So, looking at the list of top tips for parents, which do we think are the most important? I reckon the third is very important. My parents sometimes treat me as if I was still 12. I think parents need to be more trusting. Would you agree with me, Megan?
Yes, I would. Parents are too protective sometimes. My dad was against me cycling to school until I was 15. That was despite the fact that there was a cycle path from our house almost to the school, and the school encouraged students to cycle in. I know he was anxious for my safety, but it wasn't exactly dangerous. Instead of fussing and worrying, they should be encouraging us to do grown-up things. How do you see it, Ryan?
I'm with you on that. My mum can get cross if I make a mistake or do something wrong. The other day, I smashed a mug while I was helping her prepare dinner, and she accused me of being clumsy. She was quite annoyed, actually, though it was her who'd left it right on the edge of the table.
That's hardly going to encourage you to offer to help in the future, is it? I actually think the second tip is linked to that. My dad's calm and reasonable and discusses things properly with me, whereas my mum tells me off a lot and treats me like a child. That just makes me dig my heels in and I get cross. My dad actually brings out the best in me, and I usually do as he says because he treats me like an adult. What's your view on that, Marcus?
Yes, it's an important point, Tilly. If parents get angry, it just makes us more angry. They need to think back to when they were teenagers themselves. I'm sure they were just the same as us. That's tip 5, really, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I reckon the tip about making our friends welcome at home is important. What do you think about that, Megan?
Well, yes. It depends on the size of your house, doesn't it?
What do you mean?
Well, my parents are basically fine with it, but we live in a small flat, and if I invited lots of friends back, I wouldn't blame them if they complained. So I have the occasional friend call in, and they're fine with that, but it's usually easier to go to my friends' houses.
What about the rules that parents set for us? It's quite important that they are clear, and the parents are consistent in enforcing them. Would anyone like to comment?
Yes. I'm with you on that. There's nothing worse than inconsistency. Sometimes they just agree to something because they don't want to argue. That's fine, as long as they don't turn around a week later and refuse permission for the same thing.
Yes, and it's also difficult when my mother and father don't agree with each other. Dad likes to be the good guy and usually gives in, but my mum, who is stricter, often says no. I don't like it when they don't agree and start arguing between themselves, so they need to stick to the rules themselves.
I wonder if we'll have different views when we have our own children.
Probably. One thing's for sure, I'll never be like my parents.